The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Raising teens alone can be brutal. It becomes easier when you are co-parenting with the universe.
Welcome to Co-Parenting with the Universe. This is Muriel Fellous, your host. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that is very personal, but not only because it's a personal topic, also because I've seen moms very feeling powerless, feeling confused, sometimes feeling frustrated, sad, or scared when they know that their teenager is depressed or they're not sure that their teenager is depressed. So today we're going to cover signs that your teenager may be depressed. We're going to cover a few of the things that you can do. And we will also talk about how to be with them if they don't really want the help. And we're going to finish with a meditation, not so much a meditation, more like a visualization to help them by being at your best, considering the situation. Because as I mentioned, when our teens are depressed, it affects us deeply. And if we don't take care of ourselves, both energetically, emotionally, physically, we're not at our best to help them. And also, it holds us hostage in everything we do. And that's something that I would love for every mom to be able to avoid, prevent. So a few of the signs that your teenager may be depressed. If you see, first of all, it starts very often by them being withdrawn. And I know that teenagers sometimes have a tendency to be a lot in their room, for example, even when they are totally fine. But when we're saying withdrawn here, it's even withdrawn from things they used to like, they usually love. Participating in activities that they like, either sport, being with their friends, seeing them really not enjoying themselves so much. They can also be sad. I remember when my son was depressed, he was very sad and he was also very irritable. There were arguments that were starting from nothing. So that's why it's important for you to be in a good space, because you don't want to enter that dance. They lose interest in things that they used to enjoy, and that we talked a little bit about it. They can also have changes in their eating habits. They can eat more, they can eat less. You may see that they gain weight or they lose weight. And in their sleeping habits, I know that even for myself, when I was depressed, I felt like sleeping more. Because it's some way, it's an escape. So maybe you see them sleeping more or less. Maybe they suffer from insomnia. Maybe you see, like it was the case for us in our house, the room where they're staying is very dark. My son kept his blinds closed, which is not a good thing, because if you don't get enough sunlight, and especially going out in the light of the sun for our eyes to really receive this light, it encourages depression. They also may be very apathic, lethargic, very little energy, no motivation. They can feel worthless. And granted that teenagehood is an age where we suffer with our value, we try to feel our value from the outside, but it's like more than usual. Maybe they make themselves guilty about stuff that they shouldn't feel guilty about. Maybe you see them also losing hope that things could change, or losing hope about their future in any category of their life. Their grades at school and their attendance may be suffering. They may be dropping classes or skipping classes. And one last thing I want to mention, because suicide is the third leading cause to death amongst teenagers. They may have entertained, or they're entertaining, some suicidal thoughts. They may talk about it. And if that's the case, it is crucial that you bring them to a mental health professional. Because I know in my time, when I was growing up, they used to say the people who talk about it don't do it. And that's totally not true. That's false. That's not true. And I know that my son, before he tried, I've seen him in several instances talking about it. So be very, very cautious. If you hear that, you get help. Get their help and get them evaluated. Those symptoms or those signs that your child is depressed doesn't necessarily mean that they are in full depression, but if there are several of them that are present at the same time, and if you see that it's lasting through time, like let's say 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it is time to maybe look out to find some help, or to give them some help if they are open to it. And that's our next topic. That's where we're going to go next, because sometimes, and frankly, in many cases, they don't want the help. I know for my son, he did not want the help. And he didn't have the tools to cope. And a few reasons why they don't want the help, it may be because they don't think that it's working. Same thing in my family. I had two kids who went through therapy. And frankly, it's extremely hard to find a good therapist. We tried several. There were very bad stuff that happened. And even though my son was open to therapy when he was 10 and he asked me to bring him back to therapy because he had anger issues, when later on, even after he tried to commit suicide, he was not open to therapy at all. Of course, since he did what he did, it was a non-negotiable. But in a case of a depressed teen, they may not cooperate and they may think that it's not working because in the past it did not. If that's the case, there are several things that you can ask them. You can ask them, why did they not like about therapy? Why didn't they like to go through that? Why do they think that it didn't work? And you can ask them, what did they like about it? And if there was nothing they liked in the past experiences, what would they like? And then you can go together to try to find, I did a combination between try and find here. I don't know if you heard it. To try to find the right therapist for them. Because therapy doesn't work if the patient is not cooperating. And it won't work if they don't feel safe with that therapist, if they don't feel that they connect to the therapist. They also can think maybe that it's weird to be in therapy or embarrassing. I know it wasn't the case in my family because I love so much psychology. I always talk about psychology, and one of my daughters ended up graduating from a BA in psychology. But when they were kids, it wasn't something that was embarrassing to them. And also, they didn't have to tell anyone if they don't want to. And you can also, as you remember, we are models for our kids. And you can transmit the message that if you were needing help, you wouldn't be embarrassed at all to go through therapy. Sometimes we need a mirror to look at what we're not conscious of about ourselves. And granted that we're conscious only about 5% of the day, there are many, many things that we do and say and think that we're not even conscious about. And that's where a mirror or a therapist can help, because they can make you aware of things that you're doing, especially if you're going through cognitive behavior therapy. They're going to look at your behavior. They're going to challenge those negative thoughts. And that way, it will be easier for them to change. Another common resistance is that they feel defensive, because unfortunately, we love them so much. Sometimes our concern, our worry, and frankly, sometimes our frustration, because we can be frustrated with their lack of cooperation, it transpires. Even though we try to be neutral when we come and we talk to them, some things in our body language, even in our unconscious cues that we send to each other, or our words, or our tone, transpires, and they right away become defensive. So that's something that as parents we can work on, and especially with pre-framing the discussion, preparing ourselves emotionally, mentally, and physically, if you want to also, before we have those conversations. That's where tapping is extremely useful. The last thing is, maybe they are feeling very hopeless and they cannot even conceive that it can change or that the help may change anything. If that's the case, you can talk to them and see and do it like an experiment. Let's try it for that amount of time and we'll see. And if that doesn't help, we'll find another way. So those are the few things, the few resistance points that you may be experiencing with your teenager. Now, when it comes to us, what can you do? So of course, you can get professional help. You can educate yourself on the subject, and information is everywhere. I'm trying to give you a little bit of information, of the information that was useful to me when I was going through that. But information, books, everything is everywhere. And I'm, of course, I'm not a specialist, I'm not a therapist, but you can educate yourself and try to feel more like stronger in what you do, wiser. And the main thing that you can do in those times, especially in times of having a teenager that is struggling with their mental health, their depression, or being depressed, is to make your relationship stronger. And that comes with you having empathy, doing your best to put yourself in their shoes, even if you've never gone through that, be very open-minded and be very non-judgmental. Because sometimes, like I mentioned, we don't realize our reactions are showing judgment and like a seashell, they're going back in their shell and that's it, or a tortoise or a turtle. So even though you may be frustrated, a lot of people are frustrated when someone around them is depressed and they're not trying even to do something that would be good for them, because it's very hard for the person to understand that it's not that they don't want to, it's just they're in the moment incapable of doing that. They're not capable. They don't see the hope, like all the reasons we mentioned. So even if that's you, if you're frustrated, or if you're scared, or if you're sad, or if you are, what else would be there? Sad, frustrated, afraid, or confused on what to do. Try to really work on that by yourself so you can dissolve all that before you interact with them. And I have recorded a tapping session, a short one to help you, that you can find in the YouTube playlist, the EFT playlist, to accompany this episode. Of course, it's a very short one. And as I always mention, short tapping sessions are amazing, like an emotional band-aid, like an emotional first aid item. But if there is something deeper in you, if there is really a lot of our beliefs and our reactions on autopilot are stemming from something that happened very early in life, and these you cannot dissolve or work on or heal in 5 minutes with a recorded tapping session. It requires more work, and very often, like we mentioned, the mirror, the help and the assistance of a tapping practitioner. So if that's you, I urge you to find some help, whether it's with me or with someone else.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So be supportive, be non-judgmental, and do not try to fix them when they talk to you. Just concentrate on validating their emotions instead of criticizing or trying to give an advice on something that they could do better. Just drop that. Just validate how they feel. And you can even, there is a thing that's called mirror listening. You listen to the person really with all your attention on them, and you just come back on what they say. So you can listen to what they say, and then you say, so what I understand from what you just say is that you've been really sad lately, or you just repeat what they just said so that they can feel heard. And you can ask them, is that correct? Is that true? That way they feel heard. They feel heard. We all want to feel seen and heard. And they feel safe. And they see that you really are doing your best to understand what's going on, and you're on their side. We don't have to rush to solutions all the time. Just be curious with a lot of compassion and empathy. You can ask them gentle questions, always non-judgmental, gentle questions, and without emotionally reacting. You can also, sometimes they need to vent and they don't need us to talk. This was a hard one for me to learn because I'm a coach. So I always tend to, by default, go on my coaching mode. And that used to create a problem with sometimes when my kids wanted to vent and I didn't realize that. I had to learn that as they were growing up, as they were teenagers. Sometimes they just need a presence, a loving presence, a presence that makes them feel safe. Just sitting next to them, hearing what they have to say, let them vent, being curious, being gentle, non-judgmental, and sending love and asking them if they want a hug. Instead of saying, you know, you should do blah, 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 or you should be blah, 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 or why don't you blah, 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 blah. That's not what they are needing from us. Just listen. Now, if you want to encourage them to do stuff, sorry, you can first acknowledge the positive, acknowledge the things that they're still doing, how they're still performing, still going to school, still, I don't know, taking showers, because in some cases they're so depressed they don't even want to go there. Really bring some acknowledgement to that. And instead of saying you should go outside, you can just invite them to, do you feel, would you like for me to invite your friend and order some pizzas and you could watch a movie together? Or I'm going out. Would you like us to be together and we can sit down and have a lunch or a smoothie or a Starbucks or whatever? Not that I'm encouraging you to give caffeine to your teenager, but there are many other things in Starbucks. I know we enjoyed it a lot with my kids. Just proposing some things. And the last I hate to call it items again, but the last thing for the lack of a better word that you can do, we talked about modeling, is to take care of yourself. Really have a self-care, self-love routine in those times. It's crucial because they see you, they listen to you, and they feel your energy. So if you are used to exercising, which it's a good thing, we should be exercising, and I don't like the shoe, it's a good thing for us to do some kind of movement or exercise. Don't give up on that. if you want to go out with a friend, sometimes don't give up on that. Of course, you need to be present for your teenager, but it doesn't need, they don't need to be the center of everything. It's very heavy on them when moms do that, because then they feel somehow responsible for their mom's happiness and good mood. Continue doing the things that you can do, that you love doing. And now we're going towards the end of this episode. That was a lot of French accent there. You can have incorporate in your routine some kind of very quick visualization and centering back and stepping back into your energetic self to come into the room, into the house with the highest vibration that you can have. If you are a fan of Wayne Dyer, may he rest in peace. I loved and I still love Wayne Dyer. He always talked about those masters that when they entered a city, just their energy alone was bringing healing to people. So you can aspire, of course, we're not masters, but we can aspire to get a little bit of that, to be a little bit healers with our energy just by our presence. And that's what I'm inviting you to do now. So if you are in a place where you can sit comfortably, do so. Close your eyes, put your feet on the ground, ideally barefoot, but if you have shoes and you can't remove them, that's okay. And start breathing deeply to the count of six. We're going to do three ins and out to the count of six, inhaling from the nose, exhaling from the mouth. Close your eyes and inhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Inhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Last one. Inhale. Big stomach. Three, four, five, six. Exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Become aware of your feet on the floor. Become aware of the support of the chair under you. And become aware of the top of your head. And invite all your consciousness to be here and now in this moment, here with your physical body. And now imagine that from the sole of your feet and from the basis of your spine, you're dropping some roots into the earth, deep, 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 deep into the earth. And you become somehow like a tree, drawing your strength from the beautiful energy and nurturing of this planet Earth. The same energy that makes the tree strong and tall is available to you. Feel it coming up into your body through your soul and the basis of your spine. Feel that strength. Feel that presence that is solid and anchored in this time and place, here and now. going up all the way through your spine, all the way to the top of your head, in your arms, entering all your cells, all the molecules of your body, strength and presence. Become aware of your strength. It's always with you, you're just becoming more conscious about it. And it is physical strength, but more even mental strength. Resourcefulness. You're strong. You have what it takes to go through that. Inhale that strength. And as you inhale, you feel even stronger and even more resourceful and even more ready to go through that. And let go anything that is disturbing. You can do that one more time. Inhale strength, resourcefulness, presence, and let go of the rest. And now, from the top of your head, imagine that a ball of energy that is connected to your true self, to your soul, to the whole universe is entering your body from the top, going down into your body, into every cell, every molecule of your body. Full of infinite wisdom, full of guidance whenever you need it. Guidance even to the level of the cells of your body. Guidance on how to be, so that you can be the best parent that you can be for your teen right now. And now bring your consciousness between above and below into your heart. And feel the love that you have for your teenager. Feel the love that is also available to you into the infinite field of love that we are both made of and surrounded by. And really bring back a memory of your teenager anytime in their life, at any age, and feel that love. And become aware of how strong this life force energy of love is. It creates miracles, it dissolves barriers, and send that love to your teenager now, wherever they are, directly connecting with their heart, whether they are conscious of it or not. Sending them healing energy and strength, whether they're conscious of it or not. Then sending them love. Whether you consciously see the result or not, it is there. It is entering their heart. And now put a hand on your heart center and bring back calmness. You have everything you need. You can become a loving, kind presence to support them and accompany them in this difficult experience that they are going through right now. You are strong. You are wise. You are loving. You are centered and present in all those qualities. Becoming aware of that anytime you need to. Anytime you feel that you start doubting or getting confused come back to that. You put a hand on your heart and you feel the strength from below, the wisdom from above, the love, and the courage from your heart. And you're ready to interact, and you're ready to open yourself to ideas, and you're ready to be. Just be and know that your being is helping them. And you can stay there. You may hear the rain that is falling now outside, washing anything away, but that strength, wisdom, guidance, love, and courage. You can stay there if you desire to, or you can come back to this moment. I'm gonna leave you to wherever you want to be.
I'm Victoria Moran. Since we launched the Main Street Vegan podcast back in 2012, lots more people have discovered the way that moving in a vegan direction can infuse our lives with vitality, spirituality, and compassion. My guests are experts on every aspect of making this work in your real life and our real world. Join us for Main Street Vegan here on mindbodyspirit.fm.